GB assistant coach Paul Heavey, and we're here at the end of day two of the camp in Helsinki. A lot of activities today. Paul, how have things gone from your point of view?
I had a really good day, really positive day. Done quite a lot, achieved quite a lot, you know, so everybody's really happy. We had a lot of time during the day, so we realised kind of after last year that the team building, how important it was. I think there's six or seven kids just flew in over the last couple of days to be with the team, you know, so it's really important to get them to gel and interact. So we've done quite a wee bit of team building today. First session, we just spoke about goals and outcomes, what our main outcomes and goals were for the tournament. Let the players, you know, we split them into subgroups, four different subgroups, made it really interactive, let them come up with ideas, you know, how we could achieve our outcomes and why we wanted to achieve those outcomes. So, I mean, that was probably like a two-hour exercise, and we found it really, really beneficial. Spoke about, you know, commitment, desire, you know, obviously the on-ice side of it, you know, the, some of the statistics we want to try and achieve, some of the targets. But I think there was a lot of common things, you know, amongst the players, the same sort of words, you know, the desire, honour, pride, and belief, having the belief that we actually have the ability to be successful in the tournament. So very, very productive, great, brought the guys together, and then later on in the afternoon we had some team building activities again, just set up some obstacle courses, based really all around team building, interaction and trust, you know, paper plates from minefields and cups, obstacles, and one guy was blindfolded and his partner had to guide him across, giving him directions, you know, very, very slowly, etc. So obviously the guy with the blindfold has to trust the guy that's speaking to him, you know, also works on communication, and it's fun, you know, it was a fun thing to do, and just brought the guys a wee bit closer again, you know. Yeah, obviously had food, and then we went to the rink for a practice. It's the first practice we've had with the whole team. As I say, six or seven guys have come in from, you know, different countries to be with us, so it was the first time getting the whole team together. So I think a couple of guys were a wee bit rusty, maybe a wee bit nervous as well. You know, probably excited at the same time, but nervous. But overall, getting the guys in, you know, we hadn't really had that chance to work on special teams, you know, power plays, you know, because a lot of the players that were overseas were key players. So it was a chance to get them into some sort of lines, you know, just have a wee sort of basic run through and power play, breakouts, you know, what we're hoping to try and achieve, get a feel for each other. But overall, I thought that the day was a great success. You know, the off-ice stuff, team building, and then the on-ice stuff as well, was all very, very positive.
Yeah, we saw the session at the rink. Well, we called it a rink, we got wrong for calling it a rink. It's a hockey hall here in Helsinki. The session on the ice, as I said, concentrate on the team build. There's a lot of the transition, getting defence to attack as quickly as possible. That seemed very, very important to the tournament play.
Ah, well, Peter's really focused on that in the training camps leading up to the, you know, we get quite a lot of speed. I think our forwards are really good. I mean, but we got a lot of forwards back from last year. Some really good skilled players, good skaters. So you want your fast players to have the puck. You know, so the whole thing's based around quick transition. You don't want to give opposition time to set up in their defensive formation, etc. So we've done a lot of kind of quick up breakouts, you know, getting the puck up quickly, trying to catch teams quickly before they get set up in their defensive posture, if you like, and get the puck to their forwards and try and attack quickly. And again, we'll practice a wee bit of that in the morning again. It's very, very difficult, I think. For the other coaching staff, and for Peter in particular, you know, we really need to cover this. I've not really, you know, we need to touch on that, touch on this, and I mean that was one practice, you know, for just under 90 minutes. We've got an hour in the morning, then we play a game, and then one more practice, and then we're in the tournament. You know, so you very, very little time, and it's very, very hard to try and prioritise. You basically, although we have training camps through the summer, you're generally missing six, seven, eight players So everybody's not getting on the same page as much, you know. So challenging. But I think tomorrow morning, again, things that are going to be really important in the tournament are special teams. You know, our power play, our penalty kill, and face-offs as well. We've not really had a chance to work a hell of a lot in face-offs. So, but again, you know, we do have a game tomorrow night. It's going to be a tough game, so we don't want to tucker the boys out. You know, so it won't be real high intensity. It'll be more tactical walkthrough, not that energy something, but more tactical type stuff in the morning. Obviously, I get a good rest, a good meal and stuff, and then we go back in the evening for a game. I don't really know. I know it's a local select. But I'm sure it'll be tough. We certainly hope it'll be tough. I mean, even talking to the players, they hope it's going to be really tough. You know, we need a really good, tough test to challenge us.
Because the Nottingham game in November, it was possibly 2-1, too far the other way, so you didn't get the enough of a challenge. Whereas this one, you need the challenge, but ideally you don't want to go on a thumping as well, so to kind of sap the guy's confidence. So you want the challenge, but you want it at a pitching it at the right level.
As I say, I don't know. I mean, we're obviously in Helsinki, it's a national sport, and I'm sure they'll be pretty good. But in saying that, I mean, I think your boys are good. You know, there's 7-8 guys playing overseas. Some of the guys that are playing in the UK, you know, are playing at a good level. You know, kids like Cowney and Duggan, well, Duggan's overseas, but there's a couple other ones that are, you know, 2-week contracts. They've actually played some shifts at the Elite League level.
Yeah.
So, you don't know until we play them, you know. We certainly don't want to get whitewashed or beaten by a heavy score. By any means, it doesn't help your confidence that much. So, as long as it's a good, tough test and we get tested, because we're certainly going to get tested during the competition.
And everything's looking to make sure the guys kind of hit the ground running when you get to Estonia. You've got a practice Saturday afternoon and then Sunday afternoon straight into the game once. You want to be as focused and as ready as you'll ever be.
Ah, yeah, of course you do. You know, I mean, it's. Peter's obviously got a lot more experience than me, you know, but the first game's crucial, you know, for all sorts of reasons, you know. But we're playing the Netherlands, as I say, Peter knows them a lot better than me. According to Peter, they'll not be one of the top teams, but you just can't underestimate anybody, you know. If you go in there underestimating anybody, think it's going to be, you know, we should win this game, you know, that's when you're most likely to get beat. So the thing is, try to do cram a lot of stuff in a short space of time. You know, the playbook and special teams, will be doing video, and again, they're still kind of young. I mean, although we've got a lot of guys back from last year, there's a lot of new kids, you know, some kids, you know, 17 years of age, not getting that much experience. So we've got to be very careful that we don't overload them mentally. You know, just feed them, you know, kind of drip feed them, teach them as much as we can, even with the video. I mean, there's stuff we're just not going to be able to do. We're going to have to try and teach through video, try and correct mistakes and errors through the video and game by game. But no, as I say, it was positive today. It was really the first day, and if we can keep that going, that momentum going. I mean, even at the end of the night there, you just saw the old shoe check. Ivan was up singing, but halfway through it, the whole team joined in, you know. So you get a feel of the boys bonding, you know, and coming together. Get another couple of days to do that before we get there, and just try and create some momentum. The first game's crucial. If you can hit the ground running and win the first game, I mean, obviously the emotion attached to that and winning, you know, you can build on that.